The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
And we're back.
No, you're right!
832 BC.
Number one, you have the right to free speech.
Today we come back with Somber Hearts, but we'll get back to that for what we're calling PA and WV Go Per Deep. You heard of Chad and JT Go Deep? Well, it's a good pod. Recently fell off, I think. Anyway, point is they do great content. Chad and JT, they go to city council meetings, and they talk about what the bros are really worried about. Anyway, on this one, I think we solved the world's problems, right? And the reason we're calling it PAWV, Go Pradeep, is that today we have people. We've got PA, that's, well, I guess I'm kind of PA. Then we got Cantu, who's also kind of PA. Captives, as my dad would call us. And Doyle, he's native PA, right? And then Bishop, rounding out the table. WV, West Virginia. And Pradeep, who is all over the place, but right now PA, I guess. Okay, depending if possession is nice. Anyway, he's here, and he's pretty cool. So, that brings us to today's sponsor. It is DeBorse Funeral Home of Beechwood here down in Pittsburgh. Unfortunately, Mark Shimkitz, I don't know if you guys remember, he's been on the podcast, so definitely go back and listen to those episodes if you want to reminisce and you're local or whatever. You knew the guy, or you just want to hear about a pretty good comic, a guy who did in half the time I put in comedy twice as much, honestly. I mean, and we don't do it enough here in Pittsburgh, but I'll give a shout out to Steve Hofstetter, who came to town, got pandemic hit, still to this day has Pittsburgh comics working with him. Georgia Order, shout out. Helped Mark really navigate the professionalism of fucking comedy. You know what I mean? And he got out there and he worked his goddamn ass off. And that's why you should go see or watch. I even plan repeat his special. It's called Weeks to Months After His Diagnosis, which was, I don't know, I did it days after. I was there for the filming. It was very good. I'm telling you. Anyway, check it out. Weeks to Months. Mark Shimkitz. RIP, brother. A big loss to the Pittsburgh community. On that note, let's get on to a lighter heart with PA and WV. Go per deep.
Wait. Don't suggest to imply that I've been doing
so
anything.
So after you got done in the Medellin, you moved over, right?
What are your...
Seems like an easy transition.
What are your thoughts
through the
on
Canadian
Hamas
border?
Wow.
Hamas, I can talk about that.
It was all Mossad financed. Interesting.
They actually no, Netanyahu financed. Not
yeah. Talking about 9/11 again. Yeah.
Well, that I know Gwals a little bit, but not a lot. Yeah.
What type of professor are you?
I was in neuroscience radiology.
Neuroscience radiology.
My sister-in-law is kind of in that kind of stuff. The imaging, radiology, and who knows what all is involved. Yeah. What do you just ask? It's not like a formal situation. Here you go, Nick Doyle. Do you have a question for the class? I see your hand raised. Yeah.
Wait, what's with the bells?
Later we can, well, first of all, you can use the bell if you feel it necessary, but if you use the bell in poor taste, people are going to think that you suck at the bell.
That's fair.
But also sometimes we do games at the end.
Okay.
Wait, you haven't been on this show?
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been
okay,
a while.
Okay, I was about to say. Yeah. I've listened to a lot of episodes.
Yeah, and we
I
haven't,
think the
we
one
haven't
that
had
I was on was
we probably
scrapped.
Oh. Oh, was it? What happened? Only two or three of them get scrapped. Have gotten scrapped.
Yeah,
in the day.
I think the lawyer in the bunch.
Oh like, yeah, I remember that. There was some slander.
Be talking about.
There was some slander about somebody's ex-wife.
Ooh. Gotcha.
Jeez.
I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Didn't do it.
I don't even know them peoples.
Do you guys? Nobody watched The Simpsons, but me. Is it? You're old enough to do a Simpsons generation back when they were cool. Yeah. But they were, they weren't cool when you guys were kids at all,
episode.
Were they?
I watched every single episode.
Really? Of The Simpsons? Show.
Yeah, because I grew up in a family. They were so, like, I don't know. Everything involving entertainment around the time that we grew up was so important to us because, like, we grew up kind of latchkey kids.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, my brother and my sister were much older than me, but like Aqua Teen, Hunger Force, and Simpsons, and like Family Guy were all very important for me to understand.
So you had cable. Mm-hmm. Lucky. You live in town, probably. Did you live in city?
I moved around a lot. I moved like 9 times before I was like 10, so we moved all over the place, but we had like DVDs and stuff.
Right,
like that
right,
too,
right.
You know?
We definitely had our staples that we watched every freaking week. Married with Children, The Simpsons, Saturday Night Live, and probably like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, you know? That was my staples. That's what I grew up on.
Nice. I grew up...
In video games, of course.
Yeah, video games are great. You know, Bill Cosby.
Yeah, dude.
It was basically my dad.
Were you going to sleep on Bill Cosby?
No, never. That's actually, everybody knows that's the rule. Never fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bill Cosby.
Pretty just said, "Don't sleep on Bill Cosby." That's the funniest fucking.
No, that. I would ask a question.
Would I go to? Would I put it on and go to sleep?
I thought you said, "Don't you sleep on Bill Cosby?"
Yeah,
I was like, "No, definitely don't."
yeah. Don't sleep on Bill.
No naps around him. You know. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Is he dead now? No,
Bill.
He's on tour.
He's out.
He's what? On tour. Get tickets now.
He's one of those guys who was really, really sick when he was in prison. And then he got out of prison and he seemed a little bit better.
See, Louis C.K. can be explained, you know, him going back on tour. But Bill Cosby, it's crazy. Who the fuck is going to his
I course? Would go see him as a yeah. We were thinking about doing it for the podcast because you would think it was coming
we're
through.
Getting him on the podcast.
We were going to do it as a joke, but we were going to try to buy scalped tickets so that, or something, you know, so that
you're not on the record.
Well, so that we weren't actually contributing to the ticket sales, because those tickets are made no matter what, you know what I mean? Sold no matter what if the scalper already has them in their hand.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he's not even guilty.
Maybe we could sneak in.
Oh, man. You've had some fucking hot takes before. Yeah.
This awesome. Episode is going to be scrapped also.
There's no Andrew's more. Like,
I don't know why these look, episodes keep getting scrapped.
65? That's it? Just only 65 reports?
So you need 69 minimum.
Exactly. I'm going to buy it.
I heard people making cases that Weinstein... I mean, obviously, nobody's like saying Weinstein's not a terrible douchebag or whatever. Yeah. But I've heard a lot of people making the case that he was not doing anything...
It wasn't quite as bad?
Unconsensual, maybe. Mm.
Talking
you know
about...
I mean? Or is that the word I'm looking for? Consensual. Yeah.
Well, those women wanted to be in the movie.
It's weird the word consensual has sensual in it, isn't it?
Okay. They really wanted that part.
So, this is a weird one. So, the Baltimore Ravens just drafted a guy named Mike Green from Marshall that has all these sexual assaults. He had to change schools twice.
Who drafted him?
The Baltimore Ravens did. Mike Green. He went to Marshall before he went to, like,
where's
Virginia
Marshall? Tech. I don't know.
Marshall's in West Virginia.
Okay.
Huntington, West Virginia.
But, Sean's a West Virginia boy.
It's where Randy Moss went to school.
Wow. Randy Moss is the man when I was a kid.
But they just drafted this guy, right? And he has all these sexual assaults. But then they got rid of their kicker for the same thing. Made no sense. So they ditched their kicker and then they brought
in
another
that
guy.
Stuff. So
like, what the fuck?
It's always about money, no matter what.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill Cosby has no upcoming shows. Come on. I'm just checking here. Yeah, I would be super.
He does it for the love of the game.
I guess we missed
it. Just have to buy his albums, Pradeep.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I don't want any of his albums. I actually have no idea why he's big, other than people saying he's big because I know.
I saw Bill Cosby before he was accused of his whatever, and it sucked. Like, and I didn't even realize I knew Bill Cosby's act, but then I got there and I watched him, and I was like, oh, I know Bill Cosby's act. Like, you know, that's pretty.
Well, back in the day, he would make records. And
right,
a bunch
right,
of records,
and I'd probably heard him on the radio or something, like in between commercials. Either way, then I get there and I'm like, Bill Cosby's was supposed to be one of the greatest of all time. Granted, this is before we knew he was the most greatest rapist of all time. This is right. Exactly, it was just a great,
I don't know if he's the greatest rapist. There's probably a bunch of rapists out there, dude.
That's right. True.
Vikings.
Undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
They're undefeated.
Yeah. Mongolians, dude.
Oh, right, exactly.
Oh, man.
What was that one guy? Mao? No.
No. Genghis Khan. He's like one out of every nine Chinese is related to Genghis Khan.
No, nine in the world.
Those
I
are
think.
Good numbers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. His semen traveled around the world.
Elon Musk is trying to bring that back, right?
Yeah.
Come on. Don't you wish you were rich enough to just pump babies into bitches?
No, I envy the guy, man. He's living the life.
That's all pretty
I heard in science, though. I heard he doesn't even get it in.
Hmm?
What? Oh, yeah, with some woman, yes. It's just IVF, yeah.
Yeah, like he hires like hotties and he says, head up to my lab. I'm going to watch him inseminate you.
Like, sorry, I can't maybe fuck you.
Do you think he does that, like, cuck style? Like, the doctor inseminates her and he, like, jerks off in the corner?
Right.
So that was my joke yesterday.
Yeah, probably.
Well, no, he probably does it, like, on a webcam.
Yeah, that's something. True. The doctor's wearing, like, Google glasses so he can, like, pretend like he's doing it.
So, Aaron, that's going to be the future.
What?
Basically, sex ties are going to get so good. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any human-to-human sex, okay? Mm-hmm. Procreation is going to be government-run.
Yeah.
You will have baby boots by every gas station.
Right.
You'd like a book in half an hour slot.
This is why we keep our guns, Pradeep. We're not letting this shit happen, buddy.
It's an amazing...
You know, people want to
take pussy from me, pal.
People want to make fun of that, but that's the absolute
So what
truth.
You will have is
at the end of the day,
two robots...
I don't care how good that fucking robot sucks my dick.
What they will have is a government-run baby booth with two robots from Elon Musk. One to jerk you off, other to do the IVF on the woman, and you're all done in 20 minutes.
But if the robot's good, like, I'm down.
I know. I'm, like, sold already.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't take much.
Yeah. I mean, Elon's going to make a good jerk-off robot.
100%.
It's going to be one of the best ones. You could jerk you off on Mars.
All right. Yeah. So, all right, did you guys see the new Tesla robots, like, this week? All right, they put out videos. Did you see them?
Not today.
Dude, not today. It was like 2 or 3 days ago.
Uh-huh.
They're dancing. They got
I saw the video.
Heel.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Real good.
Real good.
So that's one benchmark. But I found out, you know, obviously you got to get the vision, right? And then they're doing that with their cars.
Of course.
Okay. Now they're getting the dexterous, like, walking, dancing capabilities, balance,
everything,
all that.
Everything you see has been created 20 years ago.
No. Look, this is why. The next level.
Aaron?
I'm with you, but I'm going to hear him out. We're going back to everything's been made already.
Do you have a military parent?
The next milestone and the hardest, okay? This is, artists know that.
All right, next milestone. Get to it.
Hold on. Artists know that the hardest thing to draw, other than the face, is the hands.
Right. Yeah.
So the next milestone for robotics is the hands. And the only way that a robot, like they have like
a Turing
test,
hand.
Is how good, it's got to be able to give you a really good hand
job.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is,
that's
if you put
the long walk to a short punchline.
I know a little bit about this. Yeah. So if you put enough money... you can make really good hands.
Uh-huh.
The problem is producing them at mass scale within a...
You want big hands.
Yeah, my balls are gigantic.
Strong hands. Pretty likes a strong hand.
Big hands. No.
The only problem is the Hulk Hogan hand.
Produce them at scale at an affordable rate to become commonplace. That's the hard problem. You know, you can make really good hands if you put $1 million.
But, yeah, but we're going to have American factories making these jerk-off robots in the future. Yeah.
They don't have $1 million hands doing hands.
The government was getting jerked off 20 years ago.
What I want is a future where farmers own robots and people like me and you we own robots and we all make our own different jerk-off machines and sell them rather than just one company that has its own AI that runs everything and makes the best one.
Here's the problem. The free market economy is going to have somebody at the top with the best jerk-off robot.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a race.
But we can compete with that.
It's basically a space race to nutting.
Yeah, and I think it's up to us to drive this technology by demanding it from every robotics company that this is what they need to focus on right now.
Yeah, where's Lockheed Skunk Works on this one? Yeah.
Just
you know what I mean?
And we're gonna have some like conventions, you know, and like... in fucking Atlantic City, and like someone's dick's going to get ripped off, and it's going to slow things down.
You know?
Not,
yeah.
I feel but like this is how the podcast is going to be for the next though. Hour. Sean just Bishop, fucking Sean Bishop. Robots jerking
Sean Bishop.
People
Sean
off.
Sean Bishop, tell what do you Nick. Look for in a jerk-off robot?
And why has it been done already?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
I'm trying to figure out.
What are you looking for?
We haven't even legalized prostitution
yet.
Yeah. We're skipping that with jerk-off. Steps, we're skipping that with jerk-off robots, dude.
Hey.
Here's the thing.
See, jerk-off robot doesn't come under prostitution. You own the machine.
Look, everybody's going to have sex
with
a robot.
What happens when the robots have feelings?
No, robots don't have feelings.
Here's the thing. Wow. If it can give you a good hand job, I'm not even talking about blowjob machines or fuck machines. That shit's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. You just make a spinny hole.
That's true.
Something.
The drill with the thing, you've seen it.
Easy peasy.
You don't want to, but the pop-ups come up.
Fleshlight's fine. I'm talking about a robot with hands. If it can give you a hand job, it can hold your baby.
Well, that's true. If it can hold your dinghy, it can hold your baby.
That's right.
That's what the scientists will tell you.
That's what people need. That's what they want. They want a real
thing. But why did you make a connection between a blowjob and a baby?
Not a blowjob.
One brings the other per deep.
I said a hand job.
No, he's saying that.
That's the level of articulation.
The mastery of hand robotics comes through our technology that we're going to develop with our corporation that we have not yet named.
I'm just giving you insight what the industry's thinking right now.
Hands-on technology. What do you got?
Yeah.
Nobody got
yeah.
Actually,
there we go.
Babysitting
it's actually
may
just
be,
controlled
daycare
by
may be
dude.
Cheaper.
Like, oh, fuck, why does he keep asking
actually,
me to do this?
Yeah, with it's fucking like a lie. Robots that don't have to smoke
it's just
crack.
A guy, it's just, a, it's just like... It's,
they don't have to take a shit.
Babysitting would be affordable.
He's like, we had to tell him that we had jerk-off robots, and now I'm sitting here like...
Your kids through your babysitter's eyes.
It's just like an 18-year-old boy wearing a Nintendo glove that's been retrofitted into
a robot. His wife's mad.
Run a robot. Sorry, we have...
Sean doesn't like robots watching his babies.
No. You're watching the baby.
I'm fine.
Sean, you're watching
we're
the baby.
We're not talking about hand job robots. This is a metaphor
the baby
for economics.
Is not getting a hand job.
What are you willing to let a robot do to
from
you?
The robot.
Oh, my God.
It's getting a diaper job, though. You know?
Yeah, what are you willing... Pradeep, what are you willing to let a robot do to you?
Anything.
Whoa.
I guess you guys...
That means anal.
You gotta see.
No. See, I had a full set... on this like more than a year ago.
Okay.
My set went like this. You know, they say men rule the world. It's not fucking true. If men actually rule the world, we would have a machine to massage my balls already.
They do. I think it's
you know, I've done good research on sex toys. I can tell you our options are limited.
Pretty rode a motorcycle.
What did you say? Did Pretty say what you said?
He rode a motorcycle. He's got a machine to massage his balls.
Yeah, I would like it just perfect.
There you go.
You know, feeling the wind on my face while my balls are getting caressed.
You ever ride?
We can't get away from people's crotches. That's what we do if you can. But.
Motorcycle with the massage seat, you know? It's perfect.
Yeah. Well, I can see them having
as if we don't need
to put a quarter in.
I do think you can make a freaking... If the oligarchs can be kept in check, which is, I mean, I don't want to say that the guns are a big part of it because there's just too many of them out there and they can't track us. Anyway, like down here, there's this fucking movie theater, right? It used to be like a 12-plex, right? And they've been having rummage sale on the weekend there for years. And it's getting more and more popular. And now somebody's taking a hold of it, invested a bunch of money, and they've got like a whole like section of, like, it's all boothed out and stuff. They've torn out the theaters, all the seats. It's like a little shopping mall, but all the booths are just people who like have collected weird shit and are selling it. You know what I mean? It's great, dude. And it's a fun little economy. I don't know why we can't do that. Like, just keep trying to do that. I heard Mike Rose say something interesting. He goes, we always talk about what's best for the economy, and we use it as a parallel for what's best for the country. But that doesn't have to be true. We just accept that, right? He goes... For instance, one thing we did that was terrible for the economy, but we thought it was best for the country, was we ended slavery, right? And he's like, you know.
Jesus fucking
Christ. And he got in big trouble for saying it, I guess, originally, but whatever, he sticks to it. It makes sense, right? It was terrible for the economy, but we did it anyway. And you can make your arguments about who was on what for what reason.
He's right. But what he's getting at is we have to build the slaves, and we have to train them to be
he's saying
able.
That's what's best for the economy. We need to get back into the slave back. Okay,
well, all right. That's what these robots are.
I didn't realize that's where Mike was going with it.
It's illegal slavery.
But robots,
then we're going to get
slaves.
Everything done.
But, so, dude, legal slavery is called capitalism, Brandon.
What?
Well, no,
Legal slavery is capitalism. Pradeep is right. What Pradeep just said was that legal capitalism is slavery.
Yes.
Slave to the dollar?
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean...
Yeah.
Then you're saying there is no such... What's a system? Tell me a system there is no slavery.
Yeah, what's better?
Tell me a system where there's no slavery. If capitalism's slavery...
UBI.
What's that?
Universal basic income.
Yeah.
That's not... Okay.
Say it a little bit. What did you say? Say it again, please.
UBI. Universal Basic Income.
Universal Basic Income. Okay. Sorry, I just didn't...
Essentially, everybody, by account of being born, has a God-given right to certain level of dignity and quality of life, which is not worrying about paying your monthly bills and about eating food. If those needs are taken care of and you don't have to worry about it, then you're truly free. Right now, I am not free. I'm telling you.
But at the same time, aren't you very heavily relying on the government?
Yeah, but we're
relying on each other.
What Pradeep is talking about, though, is this thing.
That would be great, but
there's a point in finance where you get to a point where you can afford to have a house, you can afford to feed yourself, and there is a point where people are able to think about life a little bit differently. But when you're living paycheck to paycheck, and you're constantly under the stress, I get exactly what you're talking about. And the point he's making is like, when you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're constantly in this survival state of mind instead of living. And it's hard to call yourself somebody who's living whenever you don't have any of the liberties to be able to just move on a whim. You are constantly having to calculate everything within the constructs of something that you're trying to survive with. And like...
Being broke sucks.
That's why we're five dudes in our garage right now.
But think about it.
It's a nice garage in a nice neighborhood, though. Aaron did all right. Shout out Aaron Douglas.
We got to admit, though, capitalism got...
I passed a fucking Corvette on the way here.
Yeah.
And it was
going
away.
Somewhere else. Also,
isn't this also us working together, though?
Yeah.
Right?
No, basically, you have to understand that if you... agree to certain basic minimum
things.
Everybody.
Yeah, I do too.
See, we're talking about slavery. It ended because inalienable right to dignity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? Unfortunately, I know what you're saying.
So
but
basically,
we'll have favelas if that's what happens. Well, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't say that it's. I have a better solution, so I hate to be the that won't work guy, but that won't work, dude.
My point was, today we are not free.
They get high in their backyard until their house falls apart.
Yeah. Well, this is what I was thinking. Actually, I don't disagree with you. Actually, like in a certain way,
it's what happens, dude. And then you have favelas.
I think if we're going to say with any sort of pride in our country that we're like the richest in the world, we're the most wealthy in the world, I think everybody should have. A right to a plot of land. I did the math. We have enough land in our country.
Did you actually do the math?
I did actually do the math.
Yeah,
dude. And I don't everybody think you did would the have fucking math. I want to
see
your
math. Yeah,
you
can do it right now. With the amount of homeless people, it's I don't know, roughly 700,000, a couple million
in Skid Row.
We'll say a couple million homeless people across the country.
We
have millions and millions of acres of land that's non-developed.
Yeah,
We could 3D print some homes, give everybody a little. Like we could figure something out.
Yeah.
In order to
build
take
meth
care.
Labs in those hillsides. Aaron Douglas.
Hold on.
Right. The thing is, we just got to get a sheriff who's corrupt to run the damn place and walk away. That's the truth.
Well, a lot of
they'll all be happy
those
together.
Hillsides doing the crazy shit. Like, do you think they're gonna be cool while like Kim Kardashian's making $100,000 for flashing her pussy on the internet? No, they're not gonna be like, oh, I'm content now. I have a house on the hillside. Like, they're gonna be like, I'm about to do the most shot out shit possible.
Here's the thing. I'm saying we build it in a way that society feels good about.
Yeah.
Right, where it's not quite exploitation, but we can keep an eye on people. You know, and it's like if you're that fucked up. To where you're sleeping and shitting on the sidewalk in San Francisco, what we're going to do is we're going to, instead of sending you to prison, we're going to take you to this little spot where you can hang out. And if you're going to be a drug addict, we're just going to treat you like a drug addict till you die. And that's fine. We'll take care of you, but we'll keep you out of...
That's one right now going down, dude.
Shit.
Poor drug addict.
I didn't mean to say they should get all the rights. I mean to say we should recognize and encourage
I agree.
Them,
I don't know what to do about universal basic income, but I can tell you this. We're wasting enough fucking money on 100%. Bullets and warheads that we can figure it out. If all we need to do is fill every hangar with a stack of fucking drones and then just invest in our own country. You know what I mean?
Well, overall, it's been good. It's just not been perfect. I think capitalism has done so much to bring everybody up.
No.
You don't think so? If you look at the data, like in the like basic poverty line, like so many people have been brought out of like
there's a reason poverty. That you want to immigrate here. And it's
right. Everybody wants to come here.
That's a rising tide and it's supposed to be all boats. It doesn't mean everybody can swim, but it raises all boats.
Like China's cool and everything, but also it fucking sucks. I mean, Tiananmen Square? I mean, do we not remember?
So actually,
like, hey, can I get the money out of my bank account? They're like, if you can get through this fucking tank, pussy, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I don't know. We don't live in a country that's necessarily like that, so it's like very beneficial, but there's a lot of things to pay attention to.
As soon as that UBI kicks in, everything just gets $2,000 a month more expensive. You know what I mean? Like, it's crony capitalism, it's fraud, it's corruption and like organized crime that fucks things up, I think. I think there's a way to balance it out, but I think capitalism has a lot of pros.
Can I take
It's unavoidable. No matter what system you have, capitalism will exist within that system. Mm-hmm. Somebody will have three beans at lunch, and the other guy will love beans. And he's going to get something for them beans. And that's fucking capitalism. Yeah. You know?
Plus, I'm broke as fuck, so I want the government to give me money. There's no doubt about that. Like, I definitely don't want to end up like...
Anybody need anything to drink?
So, what I was saying is basically...
But I'd rather everything just be cheap as fuck so that I'm not broke no more. You know what I mean? Like the cost of everything has gone ridiculous over the years. And it's like if they could dial that back.
What you got, Pradeep?
So I want... this is a much longer discussion, but I want to answer something that you said is the reason why people like me want to immigrate to the USA. Yeah. It's a complex question.
It is.
I see the thrust of your point, which is generally true. People want to come here or stay here for a few reasons. My understanding is, and I've thought about a lot because I lived in many countries and whatnot, is basic services, a basic quality of life for basic things is easier here compared to some other countries. No doubt.
Right.
But as I think much of that power and much of that boils down to the military might of the USA and how it keeps the US dollar how it maintains the value of US dollars compared to other world currency.
Yeah.
For example, in India, life is very good if your income is above a certain level. You know, like if you make, I don't know, let's say $80,000 a year in India, you can live a fantastic life.
Sure.
With nothing to worry about.
But that's like multiple
butlers, maids and whatnot, you know, all that. You know, for sisters and wonderful life.
Yeah.
They live like kings. They don't vacuum, do nothing all. They have servants doing all that, right? So if I had enough money, I probably would have better life in India, guaranteed.
Sure.
True.
I choose to live here because personally for me, I can make more impact to the world by living here and utilizing the services and infrastructure here to do what I want to do.
Right.
Which speaks to some of your points saying, hey, we have the infrastructure and stuff, but the world is changing rapidly.
Yeah.
You know, I think, for example, I was really worried about this in maybe a month and a half ago when Trump did the tariffs and the whole stock market jumped and 20%, 30%. I think there were multiple catalysts in the last year or two, maybe last decade, so to say, where the US dollar has been falling. I don't know if it recovered
yet. It's going to collapse.
Yeah, right? So if US continues to meddle in the international affairs, and people are already really pissed off with the US for like 100 reasons. Each country has their own reasons.
I think Trump's building a crypto reserve.
I
sure as hell hope half the money that we went to Ukraine went into cryptocurrency and back into the United States fucking government hands through confiscation. I really hope so, because that's how we got all our hands on all the Bitcoin that we originally had. And I think that we don't have any gold because they stopped talking about Fort Knox, or there's a lot more gold, which some people think. But I think that we know the dollar's fucked. Nobody wants to buy our oil through crude, through American crude oil dollars or whatever the fuck it is anymore. And they're like, screw it, we'll buy natural gas from Russia. You blew up their pipeline. That was kind of douchey, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think the dollar's bound for a collapse. But I think, and I don't know if it'll work, and no one does, the idea is that when it collapses, if we stop printing it and we have a something as a bargaining chip on the world stage, which is our cryptocurrency, because it used to be gold. We used to use that as our bargaining chip on the world stage. Then we can stabilize the currency at that value. And sure, yes, a candy bar costs $60, but when I'm in Nepal, it costs 60 Nepalese dollars, and that's just only equal to 60 American cents. And at that point, it becomes a unit of labor and not a unit of currency, because we have a circular economy within the country. That's the idea. Because the dollar becomes based on labor at that point.
I think you missed a few points. You jumped a few points there.
I've jumped a bunch. I'm not an economist at all.
I don't think Bitcoin will become the reserve currency of
I don't think so either. I think for sure I know 100% we have a crypto reserve.
What do you guys think?
I just don't know if they're growing it at the pace that I think they might be.
So if US dollar falls, it's going to be a bunch of currencies. Right now, already, since the Ukraine war started, Russia evaded.
We can buy any of those currencies with crypto. No, that's the whole point. If we build a crypto reserve,
you know how much your national debt is.
Wait for the economy to collapse, stabilize our own dollar within a labor-based economy, then the dollar itself stabilizes, and
America is broke. You know how much your national debt is.
I don't think you understand what a pump and dump is, and how.
That's been happening for many decades now.
We printed four times the amount of money that existed. In 4 years.
This is like 30
And then it went to nowhere.
Today.
It just disappeared. Hope to God some of it went into cryptocurrency.
It didn't disappear. It went to the oligarchs.
That's the world's biggest pump and dump if it did.
It went to the oligarchs you were talking about.
I probably did.
No, 100%.
And they probably bought crypto. Hopefully they'll drive the price up.
Hold your horses. We're not letting the dollar fall.
That's the whole idea.
Which is why you have a $1 trillion defense budget. That's the whole reason they exist is to keep the dollar as reserve currency.
To worry about how much something costs at this point is futile, in my opinion. You just want it to stabilize.
I'm a comedian. I'm waiting to say something fucking
you
funny.
Should. Make
you
fun.
Guys are fucking. You're supposed to.
I just can't fucking.
What
think
do you guys think about Let's talk about globalism for a second. You guys ever see any other?
I think
cool
it starts
movies?
In Middle Earth, dude.
Yeah, I like it.
All right,
globalism is the way. Everybody just start.
No,
worrying
no,
about
for
this.
Sure,
so
dude. As
Trump?
Soon as I get the checks, no. I'm on board.
Dude,
Nick, you
I
hit Trump.
I just want to go to fucking
yes
different
to free
planets, and I want to see. We're just potentially out there. We're probably going to die, but we're going to live. We're living in a time frame where, at the same time, a lot of the coolest technology that was invented 20 years ago is about to come. Me and Aaron were talking about that, dude. Everything has been created, and all the things that we like see that gets manufactured has just already been.
Do you have a military parent?
Hmm?
Is one of your parents from the military?
My grandparents.
Oh, well, I guess that worked. I don't know.
I'm about to get literally profiled so hard.
No, you're
right
getting... Well, both my parents are lieutenant colonels. Right? I got two lieutenant colonels for parents. But my dad has always held that philosophy of, hey, if I'm seeing it on TV, the military had it 20 years ago.
That's
like
exactly how that works.
So that is true.
I'm like, all right.
The U.S. military is fucking nuts, dude.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You guys ever watch the Sean Ryan show? That dude's a fucking lunatic.
I don't know, dude. When I watch the Ukraine war and I look at what we're doing, I feel like we're fucking having like an Old West show out there shooting six guns at fucking clay pigeons.
That's exactly what it is.
The hell are we doing, dudes? Get some drones. Like, this is how you kill people now. Well,
I'm pretty sure they started with our drones.
Is not at war.
Well, what's that?
They're never technically at war. We're just hanging out.
We have a brand new fighter jet that we're parading around like it's a world princess. It's got a big fucking water balloon in it with a brain on top of it. Well, how helpful is that when you want to pull, you know, 15 Gs because you can if you don't have a goddamn pilot inside of it? Why do we have fucking fighter jets with pilots inside of them? You know, like...
Yeah,
it's stupid. I don't know what we're thinking.
They do have a bunch of drones that fly with the jet.
Well, you need drones to fly with the jet because it's got a water balloon inside of it.
No, I think America tries to stay strong.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Which one has water balloon?
Human being.
A human being.
Oh. Okay.
See what I'm saying? America's so proud. I don't know what the new jet they have is, but they're so proud of it. I've seen it on Instagram. It's a fighter jet. And Trump was flying into some fucking country, and it had a V formation off, and they split up. It was, anyway, point is it's got a pilot inside. So think about how many G's you could pull if you don't have a pilot inside.
True. Yeah, you aren't right about that, actually.
I mean, it's not even about the G's. It's about saving lives. If there's no men, you can go harder.
Well, yeah, and you can kill a lot more people.
Yeah.
That's the way the government's going to look
at
it.
The robot wars are coming.
Dude, this podcast is insane.
Dude, have you seen the car that can drive upside down? Yeah. Some company made a car that can drive upside down.
Men in Black invented that in 2008, dude.
No, it's got big fans on the bottom, and it's an electric car. So it sucks to the ground like a vacuum as it's driving.
Well, that's what happens with cars that are moving really fast, too. Like a lot of the sports cars, as they move faster, they start getting pulled a little bit towards the ground, especially
not like this son of a gun.
But this thing, I did see what you're talking about.
It's
it
nuts.
Pulls it down so they can just...
It's like, cheating, dude.
They can turn on a fucking dime going like 100.
They're breaking track records everywhere they go. Dude. There's no race for them to enter because there's no class for electric suck car. But,
electric suck car that fucks.
But it's cool to watch it go, but at the same time, you're like, it's so dumb. It's just a gas pedal.
What
Brady
wants to know is, does this thing suck you while it
you know. Yes. I'm sure there's some attachment for this car that you can get.
Some people do just fuck their cars, dude. Some people are crazy.
Dude, I saw this great thing.
They do. They're crazy.
There's this movie. What's her name?
Her name?
Cameron Diaz.
Oh, okay.
And
a classic.
Sicario main character, Javier Bardem. Is it Benicio del Toro?
I'm terrible with freaking names.
Benicio
dude.
Del Toro and Cameron Diaz. I forget the name. It's a very good movie.
But you remember their bodies.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz was literally fucking the car.
Pradeep never forgets a bitch.
Oh, okay. We all just wanted to take a walk in your memory.
Some people fall in love
there.
With roller coasters.
I mean, she's cute, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I hope I had that
Cameron
clean.
Diaz,
I'd love to sound
you,
like that.
Cameron Diaz, cute. If you hear this, Pradeep's down.
She's down, dude. Hey, yes. Cammy.
She can have me anytime.
This could be like a good promotion thing for her. She picks up this smart average guy, you know. She's like, hey,
I'm not average. I'm 5 inches. You didn't see that.
So wait,
dude. Before the podcast, Pradeep said that he was like sitting here and like he didn't know where he was. Like, I've tried cock rings. Holy shit.
How did we get off of that?
Right.
Yeah.
How don't you?
Really funny.
You know what I mean?
It was a really funny podcast before we started recording.
Nick
fucked it up.
I didn't fuck it up. I never said anything about globalism. No. I wasn't like, hey, do you guys
started
fighter jets for a
Pradeep went deep. Got deep. He was like, but here's the thing about the economy.
Yeah.
Real
capitalism
things going on.
Sorry,
and felt like that financial audit podcast, dude. I was like, "Fuck, Freddie,
hey,
right, I should save some more money."
Freddie, can you vote?
No.
Yes.
What the
good.
Fuck?
Right.
Jesus Christ, dude! What
we don't
the
need
fuck?
Another communist.
He's here to sway opinions. All
right. Oh, right.
That's Jesus. I've given him a voice. For God's sake.
No,
sakes.
I like Americans.
Yeah. No, dude. America likes it.
What about Mitt Romney? I got a Mitt Romney mask up there. That's why I threw that out. This is Mitt Romney for Halloween.
Dude, I'm eating this.
Nobody remembers
I don't have a binder on him, but...
He's
but look, the globalists are fucking ridiculous, and they should not have control of the world because all they want to do is like satanic rituals. And
here's the thing, though. If we can avoid
special.
It, we're good. You know, like, cause I'm not stopping Satanism in my lifetime. So I'm just going to try to sidestep it. You
can
know
you
what I
avoid
mean?
Satanism now?
Like, wouldn't that be the move? Oh, shit, there's Satan. You just,
Sean
whoop,
Bishop.
Get off to the one
what?
Side.
What do you
know?
Think about Satanism?
It's what's for dinner.
Don't you live out in the country? Don't you live out in the country? Aren't there, like, satanic cults out there?
No, we have Hare Krishnas.
Dude, wait. Hold up. Do you guys know, Sean
that's
Bishop,
pretty close.
Do you guys know what the Serpentine Christians of America are?
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
Serpentine
people.
Yeah, the Serpentine Christians of America are dope. They all got banned, but there's one church that's left in West Virginia right next to the Hatfield.
Is that like a whirling dervish?
Dude, they literally sit there and they sip strychnine and they get bit by rattlesnakes to build their immunity to getting bit by rattlesnakes.
Uh-huh.
And they dance around and fuck each other.
And then when the FBI comes in, they swing rattlesnakes at them.
Well, the other churches.
Because they're immune.
No, listen, the other churches got closed because they were. What were they doing? They were throwing rattlesnakes at people and killing them on purpose. They were like assassinating people with rattlesnakes.
That's what I'm saying. If you are immune to rattlesnakes, you're gonna weaponize rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. It's the natural evolution of the thought process. You're like, this thing can't even hurt me. It hurts everybody but me. Wait a second.
Don't
next thing you know,
cobras?
You're at the mall.
Cobras in India?
Yeah. Big ones. Yeah.
Really? You ever see one?
As was one thing I hate in this world is snakes.
Yeah.
I am so repulsive to them.
I'm lucky. I don't think I've ever been like near real poisonous.
Really?
One.
Well, I guess you were living in a luxurious place.
The Midwest.
I was working in the fields and you don't know when the snake is going to bite you. Yeah. You know? So, I'm. Yeah.
So, all right. Look, I'm more interested in your time in India. What did have you been like on top of a train and stuff?
I did everything a normal Indian would do. Yeah.
What, really?
Yeah.
All right. So when we see TikTok and they're like making sandwiches with their feet, like is that real or is that like they're doing that shit for TikTok?
TikTok.
All right.
There are street vendors that can do like what look like magic, not magic. Yeah. What do you call it? Crazy? You know?
Yeah. That's cool. Tricks.
The scale is. You never been to India, none of you?
I've never been.
No. I went to Nepal one time, but that's it.
Nepal is pretty beautiful. Similar, but not
similar, but different.
Scale is much smaller. Nepal population density is much lower.
Which is crazy to think, because I think we had this conversation one time, because I was in Kathmandu, which was like people stacked on top of each other for, I don't know, a lot of them.
I mean, it's common to see a motorcycle where it's like, the parents and at least two kids.
Yeah.
And nobody would blink an eye.
No.
And here, even two people is like, no helmets, shoes.
Maybe the mom has a helmet on. Yeah.
No. Moms don't. You know, because it messes up with their hair. No, you know. Now there is some encouragement to wear helmets, but people just don't care.
It's fucking nuts.
Are the roads still dirt? So it's like softer?
It's improved quite a bit in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
But it's not like here.
And like south is more developed, or
it all depends. It is true.
Closer to the water, I would think.
Pradeep, you had family more members developed. You had family members that were like affected by the partition of India too, right?
No,
you didn't have any family members that were.
The partition affected much more in the north, because basically, you know where Pakistan is.
Mm-hmm.
So the closer to that, there was splits, and it's more very religious. You know, where I come from, our ancestry is so Hindu, we're not even touched by that.
So that was more along that borderline out there.
Huh?
So there was like a larger part of India that wasn't even affected by the partition of India?
Well, it is affected in the sense of there was a lot of turmoil, chaos. And
yeah, protesting. But you weren't, they were like so far away from where it was actually affected. Like that.
See, you might like this. We don't even know, because there are no records of our extended lineage beyond, like, I don't know, 70 years ago.
Well,
the most I know about my grandfather and where his father came from, only my father has some idea, but you wouldn't believe it.
What happened?
The date of birth on my actual birth certificate is actually not the true one.
What?
The records are so
bad
at that time.
They just don't keep good records.
But what happened was I was a pretty naughty boy. My mom wanted to, too much work. I have shit to do at home.
Yeah.
You know, take this guy into school. A school is basically at the end of the street. You talk to the headmaster. Mm-hmm. And I was not even like 5 years old. And they just made a date of birth that I'm 6 years old. And you're eligible, and that's it. Most of my classmates were born in June, because that's when the school starts, which is not true. It's not like nobody was fucking at October to have kids in June. You know?
So wait, how do you guys make so many like doctors and
I get what you're
because
saying.
Because we have
that's
a billion
funny.
People working really, really hard.
Yeah.
And actually, you're talking to one of the cream of the cream of the cream.
Obviously. And what we see are the people who afford to explore. You know?
Not to brag.
They have the freedom. Yeah.
But of course,
He's trying to say most of them are dumb.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh,
it's just like, I wouldn't say that.
I was joking.
Everything's just average.
Not to be rude.
most of them are pretty smart in an academic way. But also, the life in India is such that, like in Israel or other developed parts, you have to be resourceful. And yeah, I literally mean you have to be extremely, like, life fucking forces you.
I kind of like that. I mean, I know, I understand. It's like Nick was saying, it sucks. Yeah. It sucks having a fucking struggle, but
in the beginning, it's good.
But yeah,
it makes you stronger.
If you can do it, if you can do it up into your 20s and then somehow get out of it, it's better. But
yeah, definitely. So, what was your question about India originally?
No, I don't remember.
India is much better. Say, okay, there's a lot of propaganda in the Western world about India and Africa just to maintain this perception that, like, you have it good. You know, did you know the kids in Africa are going starving, eat this food kind of thing? Still exists today. You know, India's space program is way ahead of what the West wants you to know. India's defense systems, as evidenced in the war like 2 weeks ago, are way ahead on what they tell you. They don't want to tell you because they want to keep the perception that Western systems...
I sure hope ours is the same. I sure hope our guys are the same way.
Yeah,
I hope they're flying around this plane making people like me say this, that guys are idiots so that everyone's underestimating what we got.
Yeah, definitely. Do the US.
I hope we got orbs. Right. I hope we got fucking orbs out there that just open up and swallow whole drone armies. We definitely that's what I want.
I think
we had it 20 years ago.
That's right, dude.
I think America.
We
just
got rid of that flight over the fucking
satellites for okay. Dude.
Like, we're buddy buddy, like, and we know you guys are like a nuclear.
That's the bullshit thing. Propaganda too. America is not friends to nobody.
You don't think?
No, they're business 100%. Partners and exploiters.
Well, yeah.
America is on. America has no allies. There's a famous quotation. I think it was what's his name.
Nobody has any.
But
allies.
Does anyone?
Whoever pays your bills is your ally.
George Kennan. I think that's the famous guy. He said it. America has no allies, only vassal states.
Only what?
Vassal states.
Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake.
No, stop.
Vassal. V-A-S-S-S.
Vassal.
Yeah, vassal
states.
Vessel?
No.
Vassal.
V-A-S-S-A-L.
Meaning places that are contributing to their circulatory system.
Yeah, of course.
Vassal. Gotcha. Is that what you mean?
I don't know the exact definition, but point is America doesn't do allies. America just works with them to do what it wants.
America's like a double-edged sword. It's like the best thing ever and the worst thing ever.
It's a bunch of high-powered people taking shit they want at the top, but down here where we are, it's a couple of guys.
You guys ever play a
garage,
game called Civilization? Because
nice.
That's
boring.
What...
I'm just saying.
I was
at least there's still people drinking in the garage. You know,
dude.
They got that all over the place, I know, but I'm making a podcast about it. You can't do that in every state, every country, I mean to say.
So what's the funniest thing about America so far?
Funniest, interesting.
Very good question.
Canadians.
Oh, the illusion of choice.
The illusion
of freedom.
Right.
Freedom, actually.
I hear you saying that, and I get it, but we're going right back to the economics thing. It's what is then? What system gives you the freedom of choice? Is it talking to the guy and say, please, sir, can I have some oil every month? Or is it going out and being like,
so,
God damn it, I got to find some?
Yesterday, like, when I was at an open mic.
Those are the two systems that exist in the natural world.
Well, so to illustrate my point that you have illusion of freedom, I don't know, if you go to any restaurant or bar, when you ask for a Coke, people often say, we have Pepsi. Is that okay? That's a perfect example. In a free capitalist world, you would have different types of soda.
No, you're making shit up.
No.
Yeah, in a free capitalist world, you got to compete. Not everybody likes Pepsi. You got to go to Atlanta if you want a Coke sometimes, and
it's
that's
just
how
a branding
it is.
Deal. It's a branding deal, and then you can have Coke, you can have ginger ale, you can have Pepsi. A lot
you
of places bring your own bottle. In America, you could say whatever you like without getting thrown in jail for it.
You can pray
in
the
street.
You can
have insane opinions in this country.
The choice also, though, is you just have to go to a place that has Pepsi or Coke.
Do you know how many green card holders were deported because...
But they're not American citizens.
Green card is basically that.
It's basically that, but it isn't
even that. American citizens were
I'm
deported and imprisoned.
I'm not trying to get you riled up, but I'm just telling
Edward
you.
Edward Snowden.
We can't do that
to citizens. Should he be in prison?
I'm just telling you, we can't
do that. Edward Snowden?
Yeah.
Edward Snowden should not be in prison.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you. So I guess there is.
Why is he running?
because there's terrible people at the top. I guess I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. And it's, so look, it's like we were born into a prison state.
So basically, I am trying to prove that America is not that perfect society that you're trying to say. Oh, well, you can say anything without getting into jail.
We're not saying that it's perfect,
but we have enough guns that we can get run our mouths a little bit, and that's kind of nice.
It's like this. It's like life isn't perfect, but it's amazing, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's beautiful.
It's hard, but
it's the best. But
if it wasn't hard, you wouldn't appreciate it.
It's like painful. And so I feel like anytime you identify your country as anything, like, I mean, obviously America's the worst fucking empire on the planet. And
there's only one empire.
Well, here's the thing is America's a spear and it sucks to have it pointed at you. But to stand behind the spear is pretty cool, pretty chill. And that's the thing, and that and you can make the argument, but we're all standing behind the spear, whether you want us to or not. Yeah. So,
and like when I say that we're a free country, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, yeah.
But like when I say we're free and we're allowed to say what we like even Edward Snowden, like that is a fucked situation, right? You're talking about that, but it's like he also like did kind of steal information and then leak it.
Did he steal it?
It was free information, I guess, to him. He understood it, I guess, but like when you are talking about like the average person for the most part, like when it comes to like your general opinions on things, you're allowed to talk about that, and like that
is
a beautiful
thing. Many other countries
thing.
You can do that.
Well, I'm not saying that you're not able to.
I don't know if
there
are
a lot
really.
Of freedoms and liberties yeah. in America.
Which ones?
India.
Okay.
Europe, you know, or Africa.
I don't know.
The thing is, they make a big deal out of it here, but most people are living more freer life in other countries.
I guess
people are jerking off. Oh, we are the freedom country. No, this
I guess
real freedom is getting away with it without much cost. You can actually like evade the authorities much easier in India and Africa than here. That's right. Real freedom. Sure.
Well, freedom and lawlessness don't
but you can
necessarily
also
go.
What's lawlessness?
Getting kidnapped because well, so you're worth a lot of money. Like, I don't know if that happens in India, but it doesn't happen very often here.
Yeah. No, I say
it
fuck
definitely
law.
Happens in Mexico.
You know how much human trafficking happens in the U.S.?
I believe a bunch at the top. Yeah.
You know
terrible
how much human
people?
Trafficking happens all over the world, especially in
more
India.
More slaves now than any time in history, blah, blah, blah.
The world is terrible, and we're arguing over semantics that don't really matter. We're in a very cool country. We're having this conversation
America
in a cool
country.
But also, I would argue, too, I would have this conversation with you in India. I'm not opposed to going to other places. I'm not opposed to exposing myself to other beautiful cultures and beautiful people with their beautiful ways. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. What we're talking about is that we do happen to find ourselves in one of the countries that for a long time, especially whenever other countries were kind of leading up to the point where they're able to do this, have been able to do this. And it's like a very cool spot to be able
to
enjoy
it. Could you have a
pro-Pakistan
parade in India, dude?
But also, real quick, I do want to say, it is fucked up. don't get any of us mistaken. At least I could speak for all of us that like we're not mistaken in that America is very fucked up. We've had a president assassinated probably by the same country that they're trying to work for. We've had a bunch of terrible secrets happen and a bunch of terrible attacks and all this stuff.
That was definitely
there's
our
so much fucked
dude.
Up stuff. There's school shootings. Like we're not like,
on
oh,
TV,
America's
dude.
Fucking awesome. I love I do love masturbating, right? That's cool. You did mention that. You know, that's on the... But like, dude, no, I agree with you in your defense of where you're talking about other countries being cool because I know that other countries are cool. There's a lot of freedom all over the world. But when we talk about it here too, like there is some things to definitely mention, be like this is a cool spot to mention. As fucked up as it is, there's that ebb and flow with everything in life, and just like the dark spots of a fucking painting, it makes the light spots very beautiful. It flourishes them, right? So we live in a fucked up country and in a fucked up world where people have been enslaved and also kidnapped for pretty much since people have been around. And I think that there's a little bit to appreciate about everybody. I'm not like a globalist necessarily, though I did kind of want to talk about that, right? You know what I mean? But like...
Bishop's just laughing along today.
But
I just think that I don't watch it.
There's
a
lot
no
of
idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Look, George Bush...
to cut his legs out.
George Bush, who was a member of Skull and Bones.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
He and Sean Bishop did 9/11.
The past, do you feel me real quick on that? Like what I had said, do you agree with what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, what I mean to say is that, like, all of us have our flaws, all of us have our follies, but there's a lot to appreciate about it. But whenever we talk about here, there was a little bit of a...
Look, man, America's the best. Everybody knows America's the best.
Fuck,
we got rock and roll.
I'm trying
to... Look, we got red, white, and blue. Yes. We got fireworks. We made TVs. We made what else? We did the internet.
We can't make the, we could make cars all night about how we're the best or worst.
I just want to say
basketball.
Let Sean Bishop say one thing for the first time in 35 fucking minutes. Miracle.
What y'all got? Cricket?
Man, I've been thinking about this for 15
you ever heard
minutes.
Of Operation Popeye?
I can't get a word in.
Bishop.
I think somebody needs to name their comedy special child porn.
What?
Right.
So then you could search child porn?
That way everybody has to watch child porn.
Oh, I thought that way everyone had an excuse for why child porn is in the search.
Why do you have
history.
Child porn on your phone?
Exactly.
I was searching for Sean Bishop's.
I saved it. It was
and
so
I
good.
Saved the file. Child I didn't porn. Even read it first.
I'm sharing it with all my friends.
There you go.
Pretty's got something serious.
On a password.
You guys go back to whatever server. The fuck you're talking about.
See, hey, I'm extremely opinionated. I can talk about a lot of things, but just want to touch upon a few things.
Yeah.
You said, can you have a pro-Pakistan rally in India.
Yeah.
You know? So, I have a counter question.
Go ahead.
You know, since Russia invaded
Ukraine...
So,
I will take that as a no. Go ahead.
It depends on the way you say it, you know?
So, I'll take
so my counterpoint is, since Russia invaded Ukraine,
right.
You know, how many sanctions or prohibitions that were placed on Russia and Russia-related entities? A lot of European and even U.S. put... bans on Russian media.
Sure.
Yeah, they killed
totally
Larry King.
Totally against freedom of...
They fucking killed Larry King, man.
Dude, I'm not telling Russia you our today. Government's cool. There's a reason this is an audio podcast. If this is a video podcast, it would get fucking flagged and thrown down a gutter every time that it went up. I mean, that's just... our government's not the greatest, dude. Mm-hmm. We're trying hard to reverse.
That's what I was saying.
To right the ship. Acts. That's what fucking...
There was censorship
Pope,
in the U.S.
Pope
which
Leo's
is
all about, dude.
First
writing
amendment.
The ship, dude. Yeah.
Are you guys going
to corrupt
the open
thing.
Mic later tonight? The brand new open mic that's less than 15 minutes
it's
from
brand
here?
New?
Brand new open mic.
What is
ran
it?
By AE from the Pittsburgh Improv.
Oh, right.
They found a new location. It's way better than Rogue Barbecue. Mm-hmm. It has a stage. They have food. They have drink specials. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's hosted by Joe the Bull Guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's starting tonight. And it's probably going to run late. Probably going to start
What's
maybe
the location?
A little bit late. I have to look it up. Right. I'll look it up for
Cross
you.
Ask them to wait. We'll come in.
I'm not
going
to ask them to wait, Pradeep. We're not fucking famous, okay? We're arguing about globalism and someone's basement.
Like,
it's like, you know what I mean?
Tell him Bill Cosby's coming.
Yeah. Bill Cosby's coming. I'm going to tell him that the Indian Bill Cosby's coming. Watch your drinks.
It's spelled C-U-M.
He's coming. He's coming in your hair. Coming in your sweet American hair.
Yeah, exactly, dude. I'm stoked.
Hey, have you got any American pussy?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa.
So
dude,
this is at
intrusive.
The Forge Winery, okay?
I got more
this open mic. Wait, Pradeep, real quick. I wasn't done with my promo. So this open mic, it just started on Mondays at the Forge Winery.
Okay.
Forge Urban Winery. Open mic starts at 8 o'clock at 207 East 7th Avenue in Homestead.
That's
15120.
Hell of a jaunt. I think that place is probably the brewery that used to be a brewery that before that was a bowling alley that was a brewery.
Yeah. Well, they have a nice stage now, and they kind of turned it over, but they still have that bowling alley
Homestead
vibe with a nice bar.
Pradeep, please tell us about your pussy.
Pradeep, please tell us about what you would do if you have a pussy and how you would take the world over with it.
I did not have a pussy, just to be clear.
No, tell us
I'm
about
not
the
that
woman
kind
you
of doctor.
Sean evidently wants to live vicariously through you,
yes.
Pradeep. So be as juicy as you can, because he's going to listen to this later.
I have a
when
beautiful
it's published
girlfriend.
And
stroke.
I was
stroke.
Very lucky when I just got in. There was still like quarantine, semi-quarantine period.
Oh, you're very lucky for the quarantine.
Women were really horny, and a lot of women who would normally not give a chance to me were like, ooh.
Pretty beyond your
all the healthy men were afraid.
Yeah, yeah, so what kind, I don't know how, I like all, everything. You know, I'm
and
not,
then you swoop. That's
Beep's
what you
not picky.
Not well, I check for diseases, but otherwise, you know.
Wait, how do you check? Do you take their blood?
No, he brings swabs. Can I have you lay back?
What about big women, small women?
Oh, big, it's difficult. It depends. You know, if the big woman is really sweet, I'll just probably just drink enough to get over that. Okay. But if I'm not drunk enough, big woman, it's tough.
Yeah. You hear that, ladies? You have a chance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some big women.
I hate to interrupt, but... If you do want to go to the open mic, do you guys want to play a round of the dictionary game before we...
Are you coming to the open mic?
I might. I'll think
you
about
should.
It. I have a family, so I have to check with that.
I committed to this before I did, so we'll finish this whenever I go.
Do you guys want to play the dictionary game?
Yeah.
All right.
How does it work?
First, I find the dictionary.
Okay.
Everybody find a bell. Oh, shit. Pradeep, you don't have a bell.
It's okay.
Pradeep.
We'll share it.
Pradeep and I will share a bell. We just ended racism.
So, it's easy game. Okay, so whoever guesses it does the next narration, right? That way it gives everybody a chance to catch up. It makes it a blah, blah game. You open the dictionary to a section. You give the first letter. You tell them adjective, noun, whatever it is, right? You know what I mean? Then you commence to reading. Do not reveal the word, because sometimes, for God's sakes, the word's in the definition. I don't know why. It just is. And don't spend all day looking for the perfect word. Find a word that you think people will know. If you find the perfect word, all the better. Here we go. Round one, I will start. That way, it's even, Steven, for all you guys who have never done it before. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I am going to try to keep track of...
What is a woman?
I'll try to keep track of the score, but... Canty, will you draw the personnel on there so I can keep track of the score? All right, the letter is C, and I'm going to find a word here.
Cunt.
Okay, I have found.
You took the word right
I have found a word. You don't have to do that because I don't want to distract you, Canty. Be ready on your bell.
Okay.
The letter is C. It is a noun. It is a building where. See, I did what I said I wouldn't do. Have the word in the word. It was a courthouse. A building where court is. It's a little too close. You know what I mean?
A house where...
The letter is C. It is a noun. One. Arts. Collectively. Art. Music. Literature. And relative...
Culture.
That is correct. Sean Bishop with 1 point to start the game.
Was that an actual round?
Okay. Why not? We want to play first to five. Hey, your
so
system's
you say,
way better
so
than
you
mine.
So you find a word.
Yeah.
And then you just...
Noun, adjective, it. Verb, and then read it. You got to guess. That's why you got to be ready on that bell. Thank you, sir.
Really noun. God as a universal...
What letter
noun
and
E.
G. I'm sorry.
Noun, letter E.
E. God as a universal spirit. That's the whole definition.
Entity.
Negative.
Fuck.
Noun, God as a universal.
That's every
spirit.
Definition.
Yep.
There's the nothing.
Whole, no.
Keep reading.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Say it again.
E.
Nope.
Noun.
He's got a guess.
Ethos.
Negative.
No. Oh, God. Go ahead. Continue reading. Me and Pradeep are the only ones in it.
Noun E. God as a universal spirit.
Ego.
You have to ring, but yeah, we're counting that as your guess. Negative. And.
I'll find a new word.
I'm going to go with...
God as a universal spirit.
I don't know. I got nothing.
Eternal.
Eternal. Moving on.
Let's move something else. Well, Eternal. It's not a noun. Well, okay. It's
a noun. I don't know. Did he say it was a noun? I didn't catch that part.
He said it was a noun.
I think, yeah.
It says noun.
Probably, yeah, so.
Pradeep is... He wrote his own...
It does seem like seem like an adjective. He's eternal spirit or whatever, you know? The spirit's the noun.
Pradeep is like, that's not a noun.
Well, I guess
it's
he is
noun
the
in
eternal.
The
well,
right?
I'm not native English.
Speaker. He's the eternal...
That would be a
spirit.
Noun.
Weird. He must be Spanish. They put things backwards like that.
All right. F. Noun.
F noun.
Slender church spire.
A slender spire, especially one that emerges from the roof of a church at a point where the ridges intersect. Second definition. Architecture, buttress feature, a joint at the top of a buttress designed to add weight and assist in transferring load from roof to ground.
Jeez, I should know this.
Flashing?
Negative. Three, pointed fortification, a fortification with two faces that form a jutting angle.
Fence?
Did you say fence?
Yeah.
Negative.
Protection.
All right, okay. That's the whole definition. I also would want to say, I feel like there's another place that this isn't saying, or like another definition of this that it's not saying.
Is there a second word underneath this, the same word, or above it?
Yeah, but that really gives it away.
Okay, don't give it away. I got nothing. F.
F. Want me to go on with another definition? I'm picking hard ones, I guess. Go for it.
Furring.
Negative. Fuck.
You giving up, Cantu?
I can reread it.
Fuck.
Negative. Fletch.
Fletch.
I was thinking. Like
movie with Chevy Chase.
Right.
The one immediately under is Fletchette, which, and then.
You should have said movie with Chevy Chase. We all would have got it.
Can I just.
Fletch. I have no idea. I've been in construction for a long time. Never heard such a word.
So, aren't we supposed to move the dictionary around?
No.
Well,
only
somebody has to get it right.
Oh, okay.
You have to win.
That's the problem. Nobody's getting it right.
We're a bunch of losers, Pradeep.
I'm not.
All right. This better be.
Yeah, we're not doctors.
Nah, easy. This is a noun. An Italian physicist and astronomer, one of the founders of Europe's science. Oh, letter G. Italian physicist and astronomer, one of the founders of Europe's scientific. Okay.
I got it first. Galileo?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Very good. Very good.
G and space, you know.
I had to go easy. Yeah. I went hard. Too many.
It makes it competitive. It's a speed game when it's an easy one. Letter.
My bad for picking shitty words.
Letter number M. Letter number M. Ugh. Okay, it is a noun. Faulty shot in billiards. Starts with an M. You guys knew that, though, now, right? N. Faulty shot in billiards. A shot that fouls the ball. Especially one that involves giving somebody the wrong. It has the word in part of the word in there. I keep saying it. We're gonna abort miscue. Well, I don't know why it's going so hard today.
Oh.
This game is usually a little more competitive. Okay, letter number P.
After an hour and a half of talking about globalism, I wonder why.
P M for noun. Okay, a regular beat of the blood flow.
Pump.
Incorrect.
Pulse.
Correct. Pulse.
Pump.
Boom. Pradeep with the big book.
Oh, here we're again. Oh, I see.
There you are. So just open, pick a word.
Whew. Told you I'm not a doctor.
You and Nick are.
Let me check your pump.
Pump. What's this pump? It's really, really fast.
Letter P.
Letter number P.
Greatest comedian in Pittsburgh.
Fuck off.
I'm joking. All right.
Palatucci.
Not bad. Not bad. All right.
You can do it. I believe in you. Nick, where'd you get them sunglasses?
I bought them from store. I went with my buddy. He was getting his glasses changed out, and I was looking at sunglasses. I grabbed these.
But he was getting his real glasses. Letter number R.
It's a noun.
Fuck these sunglasses.
It's a noun?
Noun.
R.
Number and variety of different things in something.
What?
Number and variety of things in something. R?
Rations?
Wrong.
And that's all the definitions?
What did you say? Please say that again. I'm sorry, pretty. The fire truck was
number
gone.
And variety of different things that something includes or can deal with.
And it's the first letter is an R?
Yeah.
Ratio.
Wrong.
Fuck!
And that's all the definition. Keep reading if there's more definition.
Oh, okay.
Oh, motherfucker.
All right.
Me and Cantu got cool heads over here.
A number are a set of different things belonging to the same general category.
And more definitions?
Category defined by an upper and lower limit.
Oh, fuck. Continue God going.
Damn it.
A reserve?
No.
Wrong.
Keep going. Is there more definitions?
I know what it
keep
is.
Just keep reading until it's done.
Son of a bitch, John Bishop.
Starts with R.
We can go around again.
Fuck.
I have to get one guess.
Yeah, he does.
The farthest distance at which something can operate effectively.
Oh. Motherfucker. Motherfucker.
Now everyone knows.
Range.
Motherfucker. Yeah. Motherfucker. Wow. Motherfucker. So stupid.
Pradeep reads the first sentence of the fucking definition.
Out, right?
But, yeah, just reads the first sentence of the definition.
There's number and variety of things being.
There was more to the definition.
I do. Yeah.
Not everybody's a scientist, Pradeep, all right? We all need the range of the
same line.
I want to read the gun one right away because that you would get it right away, you know?
Yep. See, that's part of the strategy. When you're a reader and you know who's ahead, you try to think of who will know what.
2-1-1.
All right.
I'm sad.
We are
Why
going
did you say
with...
that was funny? Bishop, huh?
2-1. Oh,
no, no. You said something. What
rations.
Think? Yeah. How did you...
It was a number of items of things at
right,
the start.
Right, okay. Oh, rational. Yeah.
See how fast you can just keep flipping until you find...
Well, I was thinking like food rations, right?
Yeah.
All right. Letter number F. Adjective. F adjective. Addition that is more than or adds to the quantity of an existing something. Until blank notice. Do you have anything blank to blah, 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 blah. Definition number two. To the greater extent, a greater degree or extent. Let's not examples give. Go ahead.
Further?
Correct. Can to. Booyah. Further. Pushing it. Further. Gets to read from the big book.
I told you.
Are you excited, dude? Guess how much that book cost? $50.
What? That's not how guessing works.
Guess what year I bought that book?
50 years ago.
I'm going to have to do the math myself. No one's going to guess?
1999.
7 years ago.
It had to have been 14 years ago, at least. At least.
Yeah, well, actually, dictionary is one of my proudest purchases back in the day.
Yeah, say. Now it's just like useless. I mean,
well, it's so much better than the phone.
Yeah, it's so much faster, dude.
Yeah, and I used to gift them too for different
people. But I think phone is. This is fun because it's a definition in time because they change the definitions of words.
Some, yeah.
Yeah, so.
New usages come up. They don't change.
But they don't. They all, old usages go out of style, too. Yeah, so those ones are fun to read.
No cap.
That's right. A new one.
Begins with P.
Letter number P. It is a noun.
It is a noun. A thread-shaped nematode worm that occurs as a parasite in the intestines of a vertebrate animal.
A terrible pick.
Including human beings.
It's like a scientific test now.
It's from the FAMI. The FAMI.
Do people know this word? This is a word people know?
No.
You read this and said, I know
definitely
this word.
Not. Yeah, it's not a word you knew before you picked on. It doesn't count.
You have to. Did you know the word?
He didn't know the word before he looked at it.
What?
Yes, I knew the word.
No, you fucking didn't.
All what right. is it? What is it?
No. It's keep reading the definitions until they're done.
Well, that's about it, other than an infestation of...
Pill bugs, but not with worms. What's a worm with a P? A
penis?
Parasite.
It is a parasite, but that's not correct.
Planter worms?
Nope.
I got nothing. Anybody else want to make a pea worm?
Can't think.
Then you got a pea worm on them?
Pinworms.
Pinworms. Yeah, the kid.
I don't even know what the fuck a pinworm is.
Didn't you guys have pets?
I think it's pretty self-explanatory, dude.
I'm pretty
it's
sure
a worm
he just
the
gave us the
pin.
Definition.
Come on.
What an idiot.
They're little worms.
Wow.
That.
He told
I'm going to go give myself a swirly in your Pittsburgh basement toilet.
Go for it.
It's not technically Pittsburgh.
No, it's true. It's not
what
in the middle
of the
room.
What the fuck are you talking about, Pradeep? What's up? What's wrong with it?
It's not in the middle of the room. The old Pittsburgh potties are in the
yeah,
middle.
Yeah, there you go.
This is like a legit battle.
Are you from here?
Yeah, right.
This one begins like with the letter R.
Letter number R.
Tis a noun.
Tis a noun.
Something done or given to somebody as punishment or vengeance for something he or she has done.
Retribution.
Boom.
Oh, easy.
I know.
Easy.
I couldn't guess it, but it's...
walking away with it.
He played it a bunch of times.
It's my dictionary. Yeah. I read it. Yeah. All right, letter number F. It is a noun.
So is this what your audience likes?
Oh, they love this. This is big. Right now, for the audience, what's the score? We have Bishop 1, Pradeep 1, Nick Goose Egg 1-1-1, Cantu 1, Aaron 3. All right, letter number F. Noun.
Run away with it.
Belief in the need to secure rights and opportunities for women.
Faith.
Nope.
Fuck.
Guess it would be nice.
Does it start with the F or S?
F. Noun. Belief in the need to secure rights and opportunities for women equal to the...
Feminism?
Who rung first?
I thought I beat you, but...
Who rung first? Anybody see it?
Sean can have it.
Give it to
Pradeep.
Why not?
Sean can have it. It's okay.
I'll say feminism.
Yeah.
Are we going to have an asterisk next to this game? Yeah. Did anyone see it? Did anyone see it?
More correct word would be
Pradeep
suffrage.
Pradeep got it first. Did you see it?
I heard it first.
He said it first or rung it first?
I heard it first.
He said it first.
I heard his bell first.
Oh, okay.
Aaron, technically, suffrage would be the better term.
This one was louder than that one was.
No, it had to start with an F.
I know, but
so
like, the moment.
We're going with feminism. Yeah. Also, it was the definition of feminism, so I got to say it
so
was.
We're giving it to Pradeep, right?
Yeah, because he got the point, right? Is that what we did? Yeah. Pradeep is in second place, 2 points.
What are your thoughts on feminism, Pradeep?
Try to get something I don't know about, like range.
Well, it's important, and it's.
What do they think about feminism in Pakistan?
It needs to happen. It doesn't exist.
I'm just fucking with you, dude.
It doesn't exist.
We have a dictionary game to play, dude.
They probably mutilate females still, you know.
I'm sure a large portion of the world does, including the higher parts of our country.
Not a lot, but mostly Africa.
Whoa. With the deep dive.
All right.
Letter number Africa.
Yeah.
Hey, Africa. This continent is known for its genital mutilation.
It begins with F.
I'm not joking.
Circumcision.
But we
about
are.
What?
We are.
The genital mutilation?
Yeah,
Somebody has to.
Well, it's happening in America too. Circumcision is genital mutilation.
Yeah, guys.
I know. It should be a class.
Can we just
action.
Stop playing this game and talk about genital mutilation for another 45 minutes before we leave? I think we should put it in the
that
game.
I think we were right here. You were wrong because you thought the hand job was. But
I really
it's
want some
actually
spaghetti right now after all the genital mutilation talk. I'll tell you that. What do you think, Sean Bishop? Some hot sausage and spaghetti?
Why don't we have automated circumcision? You know?
I'm sure they use
I want my fucking foreskin back. They never asked me.
Oh, because it's partly a social thing.
You can do it. You can do it. You get the weights on there. You'll be cool. Stretch it out. You can get it back.
Okay.
It's my mom's wallet.
Inject it with
your mom's wallet? That's what you call it?
No, she
has
a wallet.
That's gross, dude.
It's called a schmuck.
Whoa.
The little piece.
The end?
That's, yeah. You can have a whole bag of
Is
schmucks.
Is that why it's the world Isn't
that right?
insult?
Is that right?
What?
Schmuck? Isn't that what
I
a schmuck
just
is?
I don't know.
No idea.
That's the piece of foreskin that gets chipped
I know it's
off.
Penis related. Oh. I don't know what. I don't know.
I feel like I've been called a schmuck before.
No,
yeah.
Right. Now you know what it is.
The regular whites throw it around pretty haphazardly, but I hear it's bad lingo in some neighborhoods. You know what I mean?
Where they bite them off.
Pradeep, have you found a word that everyone knows yet?
Oh, I thought I didn't want to interrupt the conversation.
You don't want to interrupt me before I start talking about rabbis biting the foreskins.
Schmucks.
The little schmucks.
Fucking schmucks.
Off of little Jewish babies. Go ahead.
Q. A noun, soft cheese of German origin made from skim milk.
Wow. Cheese with Q.
Yeah.
And we know this.
I'm going to say queso for the Mexican.
No.
Queso. That's the only Q
queso
that I
Queso from Germany.
Q, queso?
Okay. Another one. Elementary particle with an electric charge equal to...
Did you change words
equal
entirely?
To what? Yeah, he did.
He changed words.
What does it start with?
Q.
Q, same word, yeah.
Quark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom.
It's the only part that starts with a Q.
I'm sorry. I was confused on what was happening. We went.
I'll shed that
what
one.
What was the cheese?
Apparently, it's a type of cheese.
What was
Germany.
The cheese?
What was it
What's
called?
The name of the
Quark.
Cheese?
Quark? Oh, the second. So, did I get it?
Yeah.
I get a.
That's the cheese.
So was it the cheese or the particle?
I want the table.
It was both the same.
Both stands for the same. Both.
They're both.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Both definitions.
I was so fucking lost.
Definition number two.
Like, we were talking about German cheese.
Cheese is not popular.
I'm like, German cheese?
He doesn't read them straight through. He stops.
I hate to be funny. I was like, does he mean G? Because I
Q.
Get
Q.
Yeah, I get that. I was thinking like Gouda or something. Yeah.
Are we counting that one or not?
Yeah. Double, give
no,
him two.
Don't count that. Give You're winning.
Give him two. Give him two. Sean Bishop said it. I said it. Pradeep said it.
That would make me win-win if I did.
Yeah.
No. And then we could talk about globalism.
Yeah, I mean, we never really got...
We never solved globalism.
We never solved globalism.
There was just an hour and a half I was sitting here stoned and
I want to end the game and talk about globalism.
I
want to
end the game and end my life. No, I'm just joking.
Speaking of which, they said
so
Jeffrey Epstein did kill himself.
Take the fucking point, dude. I like that.
I feel like this game has an ass.
What is this, a game of 21? No, I'm just
one more point and I win, then. All right. Letter number O. It is a noun. Oh, it's got the thing in it again. Opioid.
Yeah, I see you got Narcan over here.
Yeah, that's for anybody who thinks they need to take some Narcan home.
Whoa. I've never seen it.
Well, you can go to any pharmacy and just ask them for it. They'll give it to you for free.
Real?
Yeah.
What is it?
You give it to anybody who's ODing on any opioid, and it'll just snap right out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And if you
turns
do
off,
it...
It just turns off the receptor in their brain that grabs the opioid, and they're like, eh. And then often they get pissed, I hear.
Thank you for the public service
announcement. Well, if you know any addicts, you know, take it home with you. You know, we're going to throw it out in a parade or something. But you can have it. Sorry. Back to S. Noun, somebody who spends their winter in a place that has a warmer climate.
Oh, Pradeep, I didn't mean to do that to you.
You get it?
Pradeep was
trying to ring it.
No, Pradeep.
If you got underneath
it was Pradeep.
If you got underneath it,
I was holding the bell completely. Pradeep had it.
Oh, okay. Go, Pradeep. Pradeep, what is it?
Say that again.
Oh, my God. You have to guess.
Fuck my ass.
Do you remember your guess? Do you remember your guess?
Yeah, but I want to be sure.
Oh, no.
Motherfucker.
You guess when you ring.
Siberian.
No.
Oh, no.
Did you ring or no? No ring for you?
No.
Okay.
Snowbird.
It is Snowbird, John Bishop.
Boom.
Someone who travels to the south for the winter is a snowbird.
Dang, that's what I want to be.
Oh.
Amy.
I want to go.
A snowbird.
I want to go to Costa
Rica. I didn't mean to do that to you, Pradeep. I'm a little stoned. I didn't mean to just hold it the whole time.
He's going to pick one that's so easy that it's hard.
Probably.
You know what I mean? And it'll be like nut. And
I
then,
don't want to pick one with like a short definition.
This is an element
nut.
That's only found on Pluto.
Yeah.
It starts with Q. It what the fuck?
Quark.
No.
Duh.
All right. H.
H.
Noun.
Adjective.
Noun.
An informal greeting or gesture of elation or victory in which somebody slaps and raised...
Hail. Heil Hitler?
No.
Negative.
Man. Okay.
Wait, who else rang it? Who else rang?
I did.
Can't you?
Didn't you?
No.
No?
Fuck.
Can you read it again? No. I remember.
Hand in the air.
It was a
celebration.
High five.
There you go.
Dang.
Boom.
Brandon can't do.
Two words.
High
it's
five.
It's not a word.
That's true. We can say, if it's two words, tell us it's a two-worder.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
You didn't know.
I need to stop ringing the bell. I'm sorry.
Well, you need to ring it when you have the right answer.
I didn't even fucking guess last time.
I know.
I didn't
That's
ring
why you
it
have
last
zero
time.
Points, Nick.
I didn't ring it last
you
time.
You have to ring in order to get the answer.
That's true. You do have to ring in
dude,
to
I'm
give
getting
the answer.
It's like you have to play the lottery to win.
It's one
I'm
of the main
roasted
things.
By Sean Bishop right
It's
now.
Happening.
Oh, dear. What do I do?
The podcast has taken a turn.
It has,
let
dude.
It go. I'm just going
to... This
playing.
Is what the globalists want, you know?
I want Sean Bishop to just gang up on me.
Just want you lonely and sad and us fighting amongst each other.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Sean Bishop coming for my neck.
That's all right. I like it. We're having a good time. We just need this work. There's too much filler right now. You can't do it.
Hey, all right.
Nick,
okay.
Letter number.
Fire. Come on.
Letter.
This is freedom. Welcome to America.
Say it.
Feel free to just flip.
There's
a lot of pages. 50,000
words. People start associating me with fire.
But like some words are like way too hard.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
The next one's way too easy.
And that's why you just keep flipping. Easy is good. Easy makes it like a rush to the bell. That it's actual competitive, fast-paced game when it's easy.
All right, here's one.
Easy one.
Begins with the letter N.
N?
N. N, as in Nancy. Okay.
Noun?
It is a noun. An annual plant with milky juice. Flowers. Small, yellow. Native to Europe. Naturalized in Eastern North America. The use, formerly herbal remedy for breast tumors. Latin name, Lapsana communis. Because formerly used as an herbal remedy for breast tumors.
Is that the only definition?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a plant from Europe. It's got knows the everything hint. About.
It's got the hint.
Say that again.
Nutmeg.
No. The hint is in the definition.
Okay. I said nutmeg.
Read,
I'm
read
out.
Read it again. A
damn
plant
it.
From Europe?
I could have won if I would have listened.
It originates. It originates. It's native to Europe, but it's naturalized in Eastern North America, which is where we are right now. So you
Pennsylvania, Maine.
Okay, continue.
Begins with the letter N. As in Nancy.
It's a plant,
and it's an herbal remedy for breast tumors.
And what else is it, is it used for? Anything else? There's no. There's that's everything. That's all the information.
It's called nipple wart.
Nipple wart?
Funny.
No one knows this.
Yeah, you
I know,
yeah.
but it's a
know
funny
that.
Word.
No one knows nipple wart.
Now you know.
You didn't know what nipple wart.
Foul ball.
Now you know. I don't know. There's a plant.
Pick a word
you guys
you
never
know.
Heard of nipple wart?
All right, nipple wart.
See, none of us have breasts. We have mangoes.
I did like your nipple warts, but I will
I got them. I got them pierced.
A do-over.
I got them pierced. All right.
Perfluous nipple wart. Perfluous? I don't know how to
begins say. With P.
Letter number P.
A psychiatric disorder involving systemized delusion, usually of persecution.
Who did it?
You did.
Did it? Paranoia.
For the win.
Paranoia.
For the win.
Paranoia.
I'm afraid you're correct.
Yeah. Five guys. All right. Any closing statements on the state of the Middle Earth and
we need to do
how
something
it relates
about
to globalism.
Globalist.
Yeah,
yeah.
Something about globalism.
The laser beams that are coming out of Mel's hole.
They should stop dropping bombs.
Have you guys ever heard of Mel's hole? Dive into that sometime.
Who
I don't know. I don't want to open up Mel's hole because it'll keep us going for another half hour. But it's pretty crazy dive.
It's juicy, y'all.
All right, anybody have anything to plug? Look you up on social media or anything like that? No.
What a podcast.
Dude, I fucking drained the energy out of you, sons of bucks.
I was so fucking high.
I'm pretty good.
I took an edible before I came here and then fucking smoking. I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
All right, get down to Evolver Tattoo and get a fucking
Yeah, come get a tattoo.
Uh-oh, Chris Grieve is on the phone now.
Oh, shit.
Well, I can come do the podcast.
Squeeva,
Chris Grieve. You're too late. We're on the podcast.
Squeeva.
We're signing off. Do you have anything to plug?
Oh, shit.
Do you have anything to plug?
Do I have anything to plug? Yeah. My website, www.ihatestandup.com. I forgot to upload all the dates there, so go to my Instagram at Chris Gott Reported. G-O-T. I might post about it. I'm really bad at this.
Well, you're better at plugs than anyone else in the room, dude.
Fair.
Thanks for calling in.
I don't have anything
yeah,
to plug.
Yeah, damn, dude. All right, I was heading over, but I will see you guys later.
Yeah, there's a mic down, Homestead.
Yeah, well, that's that new one. I got to get home and help my dad for his surgery, I think.
Yeah, sounds important.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Enjoy that car. See ya. He's building some hot rod with his dad.
Hell nice. Yeah, dude.
All right, guys, say goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
What do you think? Did we solve the world's problems? The dictionary was not very cooperative. I wish there was a dictionary that didn't have... It used to be, I felt like you weren't supposed to have the word in the definition. How do you do that with some words, they say? I don't know. Find more words. We're losing words. I think we're losing words. Anyway. I thought an appropriate... Oh, shit. I didn't even look it up here. All right. Off of their 1970 album, self-titled The Third Led Zeppelin III. It's The Immigrant Song. Oh. Don't ask, don't tell, bruh.